Hi, everybody. Happy holidays. Oh, by the way, I'm Kristen Chenoweth, and you are watching Life Minute. To me, whenever Josh and I put up our tree and we put on Christmas records that we love and we have hot chocolate and we wear our Christmas onesies, that's when Christmas starts. But we've actually started early because I even have an advent calendar, and you know, you're not supposed to start that now, but I started it last night. I couldn't wait anymore. So I'm just ready. I think, like a lot of people in the world, we're ready for some cheer and some joy because things can look pretty dismal, but they're still fun to be had. And it's okay to focus on those times because we have enough of the other. So Christmas is coming at a good time this year. And I don't know if you've heard, but I am partnering with Command as their partner in cheer to show you how easily Command can help make the holidays magical. And one of the things that they're doing this year, this cool contest, which I'm all aboard. It's so fun. All you have to do is follow Command on Instagram, step one. Step two, tag a merrymaker in the comments of the pinned post. And then step three, Command will pick the winners. And the winners can receive things like a $25,000 cash prize. They will win other products by Command, which I think is super cool. I've been using their products since I was in college. They make things so much easier, especially around holiday time when you want to focus on what's really important and you don't want to stress out. When you tag your merrymaker, you can tell some of the comments as to why you chose them. And a merrymaker can be someone like my own mother. My mother, it brings joy and light to everybody she meets, especially around the holidays. She's the one in charge of decorating. She's the one that makes it so easy so that she can focus on what's important. And so if I were doing the contest, I would nominate my mom. But of course, the next 2 months, I will be gearing up to do a lot of Christmas concerts, both with just my band or with an orchestra. And so people can go on my website and find out where I'm going to be. I just was in Santa Barbara. Next week, I'll be in San Francisco. So it's one of the more fun parts of my job is getting to go to different cities and share what Christmas is like at my house and just letting people get to know me as a person, not just as a singer or an actor, but you know, who Kristen Chenoweth really is, because I'm not hiding behind a role. I'm just doing my show. And I bring in singers and great musicians, and I promise it's a fun time to be had by all. You know, usually at the holidays, that's my big working time. But this year I decided it's our first Christmas and first Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do any parades. I'm not going to do some concerts. I'm going to just spend time with my family. So on Thanksgiving, we go to Josh's house in Arkansas, and Christmas, we go to Oklahoma for my family. So I think this year we really want to be close to the people that are closest to us, you know, to going home, but also just being home means being with your people. And we want to celebrate our first holiday season that way.
Popular. I'll help you be popular.
You know, to look back 20 years ago, it seems like it was yesterday in a lot of ways. And then it also seems like it was 100 years ago. You know what I mean? With how time tricks the mind. But wow, was it cool to celebrate all that and to see other cast members, you know, that we've known through the years. And just to see, honestly, that other women have really scored in these roles. And I looked at Adina in the show and I said, you know, we have to give ourselves a little credit here that people do so well. It's because of all the homework and all the preparation and all the things that we went through creating these parts. And we're so glad that people just love it. And if you're talking about stage, I'd have to say Candide. That's probably my favorite.
That's the part I play.
It's a beautiful Leonard Bernstein operetta. It was filmed for PBS Great Performances with the New York City Philharmonic, so you can watch it. But it's opera, but it's comedy in nature, and it's also very meaningful. It's performed in English, and I just love the meaning of it, especially nowadays. I'm really proud of that. It utilized all my skills as a soprano, as a comedian, I'm working on a new Broadway show called The Queen of Versailles. It is based on the documentary movie, The Queen of Versailles, about Jackie Siegel and her family. And we're perfecting that. Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked, is also doing this show. So it reunites us together. And we're working on it now so we can get it into Broadway within a year. So fingers crossed. I wish I could tell you that I was really exciting, that I go to concerts all the time and that I go to museums and Broadway shows. And I do enjoy those things. But because I'm on the road a lot, I literally like to, here's my dream night with Josh. We lay in bed with our dog and we download something on Netflix and we binge watch something. We order in our favorite food and we just chill. And I know that's not exciting, but that's kind of what I do to chill out because I work all the time and I love that and I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful for that. But I do like to just chill out. I also want to just tell, especially women out there, a lot of what you see with me has to do with genes. I have good genes. And sometimes, I didn't get hyped. So I didn't get the hype gene. I didn't get the math gene. But skin, I got pretty good skin. I got lucky. But there are products that I use that I believe that really help. I really love, there's a Lancôme body cream that I just lather myself in, especially at this time of year. I'm so dry. I'm also a big firm believer in just a cheap brand at the Rite Aid or Walgreens or CVS. It's called Bio Oil, and I put it in wrinkles. And I don't think makeup companies want us to know about it, but I just a little dab will do you on areas that you find like, oh no, I wish I didn't. I wish I weren't aging there, And I just put it in there at night, and I think it makes a difference. I can't prove it, but I feel a difference. I'm also a big believer in water, drinking liquids all throughout the day. I'm sitting here with my water now. I drink. It's great hydration. Anything that hydrates, eating pineapple and grapes, getting a decent amount of sleep. All these things are hard, especially around the holiday season. But if you can just take a minute for yourself, these things will make you feel better.